composer, Kapellmeister of the princely court of Saxe-Weissenfels and of Anhalt-Kirchen, director, Chormusici of the Thomasschule here, in the 66th year of his age, died from the unhappy consequences of the very unsuccessful eye operation by a well-known English oculist. The loss of this uncommonly able man is uncommonly mourned by all true connoisseurs of music.
And so it was that in the small provincial city of Leipzig in 18th century Germany, a certain talented, undoubtedly, but obstinate and often troublesome director of music passed away and was buried. The life of the city went on as usual, the vacant post was quickly filled, and the work and name of the so lately deceased composer was almost entirely forgotten. It was to be nearly 50 years before his works were to be rediscovered and reassessed. Almost 100, until this humble Kapellmeister was to be seen in the correct frame in musical history. Today, more than 200 years later, he is rightly regarded as the greatest musical genius of all time.